Got to Lose talk show, where knowledge is power and accurate knowledge is revolutionary. I'm your host, Sherwood A. Grant, and of course, we have a very enlightening subject I'm going to speak on today in regards to health and fitness. Our episode is going to be talking about the do-nots of lifestyle changes. We know the year just started, and there's going to be many people looking to make some new changes into their lifestyle. There are going to be a lot of resolutions that people are going to jumpstart the year off with, and they should. You know, it's a new year. There's a lot of great things that's anticipated to happen. We've just got finished with 2012, and quite honestly, I'm glad that year is over. That was a rough year. So I am looking forward to this new age, to this 2013 year, to see what it really has in store for us. There should be some promising things that that we all should anticipate. And getting a year started off right, it makes a lot of sense to have some resolutions or to have some ideas, to have some plans. And in regards to health and fitness, I want to be able to navigate individuals and remind them or give them encouragement as to what to do, or better yet, what not to do. You know, if I tell you what not to do or give you some things to think about what not to do when starting this new lifestyle, then you will find yourself in a position of understanding what exactly to do. I sometimes start my segments off with a little poem, and I have one I want to share by Ralph Marston. He's my go-to person when it comes to poetry. And this one is called Create Excellence. Excellence is not itself a skill. Excellence is the attitude that greatly multiplies the value of all the skills you have. Excellence is certainly within your reach. All you have to do is make a firm commitment to it and then stick with that commitment. Whatever you have the opportunity to do, choose to do it with excellence. Invest your passions, your commitment, your attention to detail, your thoroughness, your persistence, and excellence will be the result. Not everyone fully appreciates excellence. However, those people who do have or who do value excellence are the ones you would be wise to have on your side. The effort you put into creating excellence will pay off many times over. Excellence can be difficult work, and that work will be richly rewarded. No matter what kind of work you do, you can always use it as an opportunity to create excellence. With excellence comes a richness of life that grows stronger as time goes on. That is exactly what I anticipate to do. I know for myself in the What You Got to Lose talk show is create excellence. So with that being said, We're going to jump right into the Do Not Fitness. Before I do so, I want to let you all know that you can call in at 646-200-0948 if you have any questions, thoughts, or concerns. And today, I have a guest. I just finished an orientation at the studio which I train, and one of the guests decided to stick around, and well, she didn't decide to stick around. I kind of twisted her arm a little bit to stick around. And Letha, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad you are able to be with me as I share my show with the general public. I usually am not with anyone. I'm usually all by myself all the time when I have my shows, and generally my shows is not one that a lot of people really call into. You know, it could be the time of day, but I like it like that sometimes, you know, because then I can really get out the information that I've got a chance to research. But many times I like to hear some voices. You know, I like company. I like calls, you know. So it's going to be a point in time that I'm going to tell everyone, hey, can you all start calling in or emailing me at talkwire at sherwoodagrant.com so I can, you know, have some specifics to be able to share with individuals, you know, and be able to talk to them. So I appreciate you, you know, taking some time out today, and I may direct some questions to you, so feel free, you know, to share, or if you have any questions, definitely feel free to input. Letha is just someone that was interested in some of the programs that I have to share. I touched base with her via Facebook, or she touched base with me via Facebook with some questions, and she wanted to learn out more. So this is her opportunity to learn some things firsthand, because this is a great subject that I'll be talking about, the do nots of fitness and lifestyle changes. Because as I made mention earlier, you know, there's a lot of people that's going to say, hey, I want to start to take better care of myself. And I think you are probably one of those people too.
You
wanted to make a change. And tell me, what kind of changes that you were looking to make?
Well, one of my first changes is I would like to make is as far as my eating habits. I would like to plan meals better, not just for me, but for my children, so that we all can be able to eat the right foods. And I also want to be able to work out on a consistent basis and not give up so easily.
And I think you told me your mother five.
Pardon me?
You say your mother five.
Mother five.
Okay,
yes.
Good. And do you do anything right now as far as working out?
No, I tried working out and I kind of like gave up a little bit, so not at this moment.
So this would be a new thing for you?
Yes.
Okay, good. I like when people, you know, kind of have it in their mind to start out and especially when they seek someone that has a little bit more knowledge than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What I find, that's probably one of the couple of things I'm going to start off with about fitness. When a person has made fitness a priority, there are some do nots that I like to talk about. And one is people tend to neglect the nutritional aspect. So they have fitness as a priority, and they say, hey, listen, I need to work out. And, you know, I get a lot of calls. Sherwood, what can I do to work out? What kind of programs that you have? I don't get enough calls. I need to get more calls regarding that this year. But when I get these calls, one of the first things I talk about is nutrition, you know, because it is the backbone, it is the foundation of any type of change. You know, my common words in any social media, I've said it before, is change that diet. You know, so a do not is to neglect the nutritional aspect of how to make lifestyle changes. You know, and as you may mention, that's one of the things you said you wanted to do, though.
Right.
You wanted to be able to learn how to prepare better meals.
Exactly.
Good. And that being a do not, then one of the things that a person can do is definitely just investigate. You know, get out there and investigate a little bit more about what the body needs when it comes down to nutrition. But I'm going to talk more about the do not more so than the do's or what
okay.
to do. When it comes to fitness, also, a person, they should not think all they need to do is work out. I've talked to individuals like that, that even though they say, you know, I need to eat right, or you know, I need to change my habits, but in their mind, they're really saying, but I just need to work out. I want to get in here 2-3 times a week. I want to work out every day. I need to get a gym membership. I just need to get active. And looking back at their past habits, you know, they can easily say, I was not active. You know, and then therefore they feel in order to rectify their health or to rectify or to reach their goals that mm-hmm. they need to be active. So, but that's one thing that I want a person to really keep in mind. Do not think that all you need to do is work out. And when we talk about fitness and working out, then another do not right away that comes to mind is focus on cardio. I hear so many people still in this day and age, even though scientifically has been proven not to be true, that when I start to, or when a person starts to engage in a workout routine, that they want to think they just do cardio.
Okay.
All I need to do is run on the treadmill, or I get on the elliptical, or ride my bike, or go walking. And even though being active is a good thing, but do not focus on cardio. You know, and the reason why is because the body is made to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
The body is made to be flexible. And if you just focus on the cardiorespiratory
mm-hmm.
side, then you are neglecting a lot of the functionalities of the body. And then when you just think of cardiorespiratory, the cardiorespiratory system, then you have to think of your nervous system. You have to think of your hormonal system. You got to think of your digestive system. There's so many other systems of the body that becomes neglected if you only focus on the cardiorespiratory system. So you want to be able to do something that's going to tap into all these systems. And nutrition is the key, as is always going to be the key. But you want to get stronger because all your systems, all your cells, they can become either weak or become either strong. And if you have a weak system, then it's going, your body's going to perform weakly. But if you have a strong system, then it's going to perform strong. It's going to be able to last. It's going to be able to have endurance. And the only way to be able to increase that endurance, that longevity, is by strengthening the cells, strengthening the organs, by having exercise. Now, you know, even internal, external, I mean, breathing is just an easy exercise,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you just don't want to focus on cardio. You know, too many people spend a lot of time just focusing on cardio. Another do not when it comes to fitness is going to the gym every day. So, you laugh because you know how at the beginning of the year, everybody is anticipating
exactly.
how the gym gets busy.
Right.
Everybody that had the gym all year, that didn't go all year, that's the first thing they want to do is, like, I need to show up at the gym. And some people want to hit it hard. They're like, I'm going to go every day for 2 weeks. I'm going to go every day for this whole month, you know. And I feel that's a do not.
Okay.
If you go and start your year off with such a mindset of going to the gym, doing cardio, it's going to become boring. It's going to definitely, you're going to reach a point of being stagnant, and you're not going to be motivated. You're going to burn yourself out really quick by trying to introduce this lifestyle that you're not really mentally prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to kind of get your mind in a good space before you start to move forward and progress. You know, you got to think this out. So just jumping into the gym, you know, especially just trying to do something every day, even though it should be commended, you know, that you have that willingness, you know, that determination,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a good process to go through, you know, when you start now. And you also, a lot of people want to do, think that they can do it on their own. That's a do not, you know. If you have not reached your health and fitness goal, and you are an adult, and especially you in your 40s, your 30s, or if you're just not looking the way that you know you can look, or let's say that you have at one point reached a fitness goal and you fell off. You fell off and now you 20, 30 pounds, you know, extra. If you think that you can just get in there and do whatever you know to do to make it happen, I guarantee you, you're going to have some challenges. You know, if you are a person and you don't have weight challenges, mm-hmm. then that means then therefore you got some fundamental things, some fundamental lifestyles in place,
right.
You know, and then you can continue to do those things and then you can add to that. But if you have some challenges in your health, being sick,
mm-hmm.
with your weight, do not think that you can do it on your own. Get some support. It doesn't have to necessarily always be it doesn't have to necessarily always be from a professional, but it definitely can be educating yourself. You know, looking at some great documentaries, reading up on some things, talking to individuals that have made some transformations, you know, getting some pulling some motivation, pulling some knowledge from someone else. And I think, like you, your day today, you evidently heard or seen some of the things that I have done,
yeah.
And then therefore you then therefore inquire about how I would go about the process in assisting you.
Exactly.
So I encourage individuals, do not think that you can just do it yourself and do it on your own. You know, and there are some that can. Don't get me wrong. There are some that definitely can achieve some goals, but you really don't want to find yourself going up and down all the time for the rest of your life.
Right.
You know, you put yourself on a program and you achieve some goals. You really don't reach the goals that you want, but you definitely made some changes. And there are individuals that can make some significant changes in their lifestyle. But ultimately, you had to use someone,
right.
Whether it was someone physical, tangible, whether it's someone distant, whether it's someone you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't think that you need to do this by yourself. You know, feel empowered, be open and transparent enough to be able to say, hey, you know what, I don't know it all. You know what, I can learn something else. You know what, I can do something differently, you know, that someone else suggested, whether it's something you've seen on TV, heard on the radio. You know, just don't go about this by yourself. With that in mind, the do not that I, it's funny, because you know you always got those friends that want to tell you what you can do. They tell you, hey, this is what I eat. They tell you this is how I exercise. And they've been your friend for a long time. And you look at them and you know they don't really know what they're talking about because they don't walk that walk or they don't talk that talk. Do not take advice from those friends. I'm sorry. You know, do not feel that your friends are the ones that can be able to navigate you. You know, I find that even mates, I find that they sometimes have it a difficult challenge mm-hmm. to be able to help one another, you know, because sometimes that camaraderie, knowing one another, is too close. And therefore, they may not give you what you need. They may either even cater to many of your
mm-hmm.
whims, or they may not really look to exploit your weaknesses, which I always encourage. You know, find out what your weaknesses are. Exploit them so you can get better balance. So your friends are not the ones that you need to be talking to. And with that in mind, do not give advice. If you that friend that likes to give advice to friends, you know, I encourage these individuals, do not give advice if you're not walking the walk, you know, or
mm-hmm.
to be able to talk that talk, you know. Definitely be able to be a representative, and your actions should speak louder than your words, you know, and people will gravitate to that, you know. And if you're doing the right things, then therefore it becomes easy to talk about it. That's why I'm so big on education, because I want my clients, I want the people that I involve myself with to be able to say, hey, you know what, I understand. Now I understand, I can share it with my children, I can share it with my spouse, I can share it with my family, I can
Wow.
share it with my loved ones, I can share it with my friends, and they can understand how it operates, because this is some basics, you know. So you don't want to be that person that just give advice just to be given it, you know. You may have all good intentions, but sometimes your advice can really, really put a monkey wrench in a lot of person's program, you know. So that's a do not. This is a big one. Do not think you need to lose weight before working out. I know it may sound funny, but I get individuals that say, hey, you know what? I think I need to lose a little weight before I start to come working out with you. So then, therefore, the person wait to lose weight before they start to work out. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, to lose weight, they feel like they need to do a lot of cardio. But then they find out that doing a lot of cardio do not work, so they never lose the weight, and then they never work out. Do not use that plan of I need to lose weight before a workout. You know, just if you're motivated or if you have it in mind to get going, just get going. You'll find that there are a lot of things that will just fall in place if you tap into the tools or tap into some very good tools that are out there. Another do not regarding fitness is do not jump into classes unless you know you will get great instruction. A lot of individuals say, you know what, in getting active, I'm going to enroll into a class. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get into this boot camp. I'm going to join this program. And even though that may be a start, but I tell you, I see so many people get injured, you know. Because especially if you're a person and this is new to you,
right.
If you haven't done it in a while, and you go jump into a boot camp, you go jump into a class that you're not confident that you're going to get the needed instructions to be able to perform, mm-hmm. You're going to get injured. Or you're going to get to a point that you're not going to reach or gain any benefits. Mm-hmm. And you're going to feel stagnant and you're not going to be motivated. And why you didn't gain any benefit? Because you wasn't doing it right in the beginning.
Right.
You go into the class, they say, hey, we're doing push-ups. Your stomach falling to the ground. Your elbows not even bending. Your chin is falling. And you're not doing a push-up. But people still count out 1, 2, 3, you know, and do a squat. You know, you're doing a squat all wrong. You know, so sometimes getting in these classes, if you're not getting the proper instructions to get a benefit, mm-hmm. It can really mess with you emotionally, psychologically, because now you're going to say, hey, I've been going to this class for 2 or 3 months now. I really haven't received a benefit, but I've been spending a lot of time. And I get individuals that truly believe that exercise just don't work for me. They say, oh, it don't work for me. I've tried it. I've done everything. You know, I did weight training. I did classes. I did boot camps. And it just don't work.
Right.
And it becomes a little bit difficult for me to say, well, maybe you didn't do it right. But that's usually true. You didn't use to do it right. You didn't get the proper instruction. You thought that this being involved was enough. No. So do not just jump into a class unless you know you're going to get great instruction. And the last thing that I'm going to share under the fitness aspect is do not shortchange yourself when investing. There are a lot of businesses out here, I'm being biased at this point because I am a holistic personal trainer, and I feel like I have a lot to share. And there's many different programs, different services that I feel an individual can invest in order to be able to reach their goal. But one of the things that I am confident in is the things that I provide, the service that I provide. And if it's not just education, you know, right now I try to give some free, you know, through this radio show. Whether you get into a class, whether you embark upon any of my nutritional programs, or whether you become involved in a one-on-one, you know, or a group exercise regimen, there's something that you will learn, there's something that you will gain with that investment. You can find other people that can give you some assistance, and it's hit and miss sometimes. You know, you pay for what you get a lot of times. You know, so don't shortchange yourself. You know, even when you start to invest in, let's say, equipment, you know, you want to invest in a good pair of shoes. You know, get you some gear. You know, look good for when you're working out for yourself, not for someone else. But feel the newness of getting started. You know, don't shortchange yourself when it comes to invest. The body is a gift, and it is the only thing that we're responsible for. We're responsible for our own temple, and then therefore we become responsible for those other temples that we birth.
Right.
And we need to teach them to be responsible for their temples. Don't shortchange yourself. People will spend more money on their hair, their nails, their cars, their homes, their bills, than they will spend on food. Something that's going to keep them healthy and alive. I don't understand that. I tell people right away, hey, I'll work just so I can feed myself. That's my first and foremost. The bills, all the extras, that's secondary to me. I'm first going to make sure I invest in myself when it comes to food. I'm going to invest the time, because investment also is all with time. We're not just talking about a monetary investment. Don't shortchange yourself in not investing time and educating yourself about what you need to do. Don't shortchange yourself in not investing that time to be able to prepare meals for yourself, to read. You know, these little small investments can really help you reach your goal quickly. You know, so do not shortchange yourself. All right, so Letha, we just talked about the fitness aspect of the do nots. Did you have any questions?
I guess the question about the cardio I wanted to ask, what is the balance as far as how much cardio versus, you know, all the other exercises you're supposed to do? How much cardio within a workout session should you do?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Generally, what I encourage an individual to do is to work out in a way that they're going to tap into their cardiovascular system. So if you can imagine that you have a workout regimen,
okay,
and let's say that you have 30 minutes. 30 minutes is what you're going to spend each and every day for your workout routine. And in that 30 minutes, I'll say, don't stop moving. Once you start, don't stop moving in that 30 minutes. You make sure you keep going and do not stop, because that's what cardiovascular is. Cardiovascular exercise is, hey, you get on a piece of equipment and you just keep moving. You know, unfortunately, a lot of the dummy down equipment that are in the gyms are not beneficial. You know, treadmills, you're just jumping up and down. Ellipticals, you're tearing up your knees and hips. Stairmasters, I mean, they all can have some benefits, but really it's not helping you functionally, you know. So what I say is, let's use them wisely. You start out with doing a 5-minute warm-up,
okay,
all right? You jetting through that 5-minute warm-up at a good pace. One of the things I can't stand is that you get people on cardio units and they do this driving meet to daisy type of movement, meaning that they're just like grandma, you know, just moving real slow. No, let's get it going. We got 30 minutes. Let's get it going. Let's start that pace up. Start at a natural place, and as you get going, you move a little faster in that 5 minutes. Then you get right into your movement reps. You start getting the body ready for movement in a flexible manner. Then right away, you have your set program of what you're going to do. Don't make it too technical that you got to be all around the gym, but if you have like some set equipment that you can utilize, you can do all you need to do with a couple of pieces of equipment.
Okay.
You know, just have to be a little bit creative. So whatever you do, though, you will stick it, keep it moving. You don't take a break. You might, I like to do full body exercises, so you do something that utilize the whole body in the movement. And then you go to another exercise. So in general, I might have like 8 exercises that I would perform. I go through exercise 1 through 8 without stopping.
Okay.
I'll take a little bit of a break, maybe after I finish the 8 exercises, and then I go right back into it again. Or I may not take a break after I finish the 8 exercises. Like I say, the objective is to be in there for 30 minutes and to keep moving. Now, if you move at that pace, choosing the weight appropriately, keeping it moving, not stopping, you just perform cardiovascular activity while you're strength training, which is the best fat burner. You know, I think people put acronyms behind it. I think they want to call it HIIT. You know, that there are certain acronyms, certain programs that use it, and it's just circuit training. You know, just keep it moving. You don't have to focus on cardiovascular. Now, if you want to on a different day, you know, I'll say on a different day you might have a cardiovascular focus, you know. But you don't want to just focus on cardiovascular activity thinking that that's going to help you get that fat loss.
Okay.
Because that's really not how the body works.
Okay.
Good question. All right, well, let's jump right into then the nutritional aspect, because now you realize that nutrition is important. You know, because you can do as much fitness as you want, and you'll find that, you know, that 70-30 rule, some people say 20-80, mm-hmm. meaning that you should have 70% or 80% nutrition in order, and that 20 or 30% of physical activity. You know, that's how you're going to get that balance. So when you find out that the nutrition is very important, then the do not are: keep eating the exact same thing, hoping for change. So you have a regimen, and you know these donuts, you know that fried food, you know the fast food at your local hamburger spot is what you were doing prior to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of think that you can still do this just because you're exercising. And you can still eat the same things and reach a goal. Do not go out like that. But on the flip side, do not delete foods you enjoy out your diet. So I hope that don't sound too contradictory, but do not delete foods that you enjoy out your diet. You don't want to start your program in this deprived mental, emotional, psychological state. Like, I got to give up my chocolate bar. I say don't focus on that. Don't focus on what it is that you are going to deprive or feel like you need to deprive yourself of. What you need to do is just focus on adding the stuff that you need to do, the new good nutritional stuff. And you will find that certain things can't stick around as long. You know, so when you start to add more water to your diet, then that's probably going to have you to drink less pop. When you start to add eating breakfast in the morning, that's probably going to have you to eat less sugary snacks. When you start to add more sleep to your day, that's probably going to have you to not eat really sweet foods late at night, you know. So I like a person to start to add things to their nutritional habits instead of thinking about what they're going to delete. You also, I got do not think that you don't need to exercise. So even though you got your nutrition and you embarking in improving your nutrition, don't think that you don't need to exercise. It definitely, the 70-30 rule, you know, is in full effect, but you can definitely reach some outstanding goals by having them work together. You have to be active. That's what the body's created for, activity. Do not focus on weight loss. That's another big aspect. Sometimes people feel like, hey, I got to lose weight. And I tell people all the time, your weight is not the issue. The weight is not the issue with the other mammals of the world, with the other animals of the world. The elephant is fine with his weight. The rhinoceros, he's 5,000 pounds. He's fine with his weight. The baboon, the thoroughbred horse, the stallion, the tiger, the bear, all these animals are fine with their weight. It's not the issue. It's really the health. LeBron James, you know, all these athletes, they are fine with their weight. It's all about being able to carry the weight that you have and being healthier and knowing that you're doing things to be healthier inside out. Your body is going to take shape of that weight. So don't focus on weight because your weight is not the issue. Do not feel you need to be a chef to prepare tasty meals. I get so many people that say they don't cook. You'd be surprised, Lisa. There's so many people. Do you cook?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's right. You're a mother of five, so yes, it's important that you do cook. But there are a lot of people, especially single individuals, that don't cook, and those single individuals sometimes find a partner, and now you have single individuals that do not know how to cook or do not cook partner together with another single individual mm-hmm. that do not know how to cook or don't cook. And so now you have two individuals going out eating all the time. You know, so you do not, if you realize that nutrition is a key, do not feel that you need to be a chef to prepare a tasty meal. So with that then, do not be afraid to experiment. Get in the kitchen. Try some recipes. There are tons of information online. Or go to a cook workshop, you know, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be,
right.
Experiment. You know, it doesn't take a lot of work. Plan a date around experimenting with food, you know, and you don't need to go that far, you know. Get with your friends, you know, have a potluck or something like that if you want to try and have people to try your meals. But other than that, cook for yourself, you know, enjoy the aromas, use the herbs, find recipes that you feel that may be appealing, and invest in yourself. Well, that investment in yourself will make you feel good about some of the things that you do. Do not, this is a big one, do not think it costs more to eat healthier. A lot of people think it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, the items or the foods that are healthier for you has a higher price tag. Yes, it does. But you spend just as much, if not more, on the foods that are not good for you. Meaning, if I go to the grocery store and I get a box of cereal, yeah, I might pay $4 or $5 for my box of cereal. And that box of cereal is going to last me for, let's say, a couple weeks. The next person might go to the grocery store and spend $5 on 2 to 3 boxes of cereal. And guess what? That box of cereal or boxes of cereal is going to only last for them a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because foods that doesn't have any nutritional value behind them, you eat more of them,
right?
Because you're not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you eat more of them, meaning that therefore you have to buy more of it, when if you got a nutritionally dense food item, you're going to end up spending less.
Yeah.
So if all you need is a plan, if you have a plan on what you're going to eat and spend accordingly, I guarantee you, you will save money if you eat healthier. You'll find that you won't eat as much. You won't snack as much. You won't have as many food cravings if you eat healthier. But it comes with having a plan and using the herbs. The herbs are the key. You got to use, there are hundreds of different herbs out there. You got to understand the combinations, understand the colors, understand the aromas, understand the textures, and implement those in your dishes, and you will find that you'll be greatly satisfied. Another do not is this pretty great or high priority on my list is skip breakfast.
It's what?
Skip breakfast.
Oh, skip breakfast.
Yes, do not skip breakfast. That is a biggie. Every person that I have dealt with that has weight issues, every single last person for the last decade, do not eat breakfast every day. But every person that I know that's on their health and fitness, they eat breakfast every day. Those are two biggest differences between that person. I will not skip a day without eating breakfast. It won't happen. I cannot start my day out without putting something in my system. And I encourage my clients to eat something. If it's just a handful of fruit or nuts or a cup of tea, within 30 minutes upon getting up. Jumpstart that metabolism. Get it going. Let your body know that it is awakened and it's time to be utilized. You know, so skipping breakfast, do not eat tasteless food. Let me see that again. Do not eat tasteless food. I can't stand when a person say, hey, you know, I know how to eat healthy. I'm going to eat me some brown rice and some chicken breasts and some broccoli. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, that's nasty. I mean, starch and mucus. So now you're going to get excited for the dead chicken and for the mucus forming rice and for the broccoli that a florette, and for that reason, when it's sprayed with the herbicides and pesticides, is hiding all up into the beds of the walls of the broccoli. No. Give me some flavor. Give me some taste. I want something that's going to taste good. Mm-hmm. I want something that's going to smell good. I'm going to want something that has some seasoning behind it. I want something with some flavor. You know, and once again, I'm not a vegan or vegetarian whatsoever, you know, so I'm not opposed to eating meat, but I'm definitely opposed to eating it all the time, several times throughout the day. I'm definitely opposed to eating meat first thing in the morning, but I can create several meals for weeks and not have any meat, and it will not be tasteless. So do not put yourself in a predicament thinking that healthy food is tasteless. That is so backwards. Do not put your health in another cook's hand. That means eating out all the time. Eating out all the time. You don't know who preparing your food, mm-hmm. but yet and still you're saying, hey, can you take care of my health? Because when you eat their food, it's going to affect your health.
Right.
So you want to be the person responsible for your own health. Do not go vegan or vegetarian or raw or be a person and say, hey, I'm just going to be a person that juice all the time. Good ideas, but if you just starting out and you looking to make a change, do not just jump into those type of lifestyles. Let it automatically happen. You know, add some vegetarian dishes to your diet. Start eating more raw foods. Start juicing maybe in the morning. But don't focus and jump out in the race saying this is what I'm going to be, or this is who I'm going to be. I don't really buy into dividing, you know, the way you eat into categories anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why we constantly want to divide ourselves or separate ourselves from one another. I think that you should implement vegan dishes and vegetarian dishes and raw dishes, and you can have some juice, you know, juice some of the foods that you eat. But I don't feel that should be your lifestyle. Do not think you must get protein. This is really big because, you know, a lot of people think they just need to focus on protein. I got to work out and I got to get protein. And I'm like, well, what about the other strong, large mammals that do not eat meat? Where do they get their protein from? Because they are mammals, they are strong, they are large, they get their amino acids from green food. Mm-hmm. Focus on alkaline foods, natural foods from the world. Do not focus on protein, thinking that you're going to need to get, you know, some special supplement in order to get your protein. So do not look for the pill cure, thinking that you can pop a pill and it's going to cure everything. It's going to give you fitness. Oh, I need to pop a pill for my multivitamin and give me all these herbs or nutrients. I need to pop a pill for a fat burner. I need to pop a pill. Stop looking for this microwave type of fix. It will really mess you up in the long run, physically and psychologically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do not use shake to replace your meals unless you're adding some vibration to your shake. You're adding something green to it. You're adding something sweet to it. You're adding some fruit or raw, you know, foods to it. You know, that's the only thing I would suggest if you feel like you need to have shakes. you know, or meal supplement shakes. And like I said, I'm not really big on telling people to do nutritional supplements. I really want people to really understand how to use food first before they start to utilize any of these supplementations. Do not overdose on salads. Right. You get people that they are starting at the beginning of the year and say, hey, I'm going to eat right. I'm going to eat salad. And they have the blandest salad. There's a lot you can do with salad. You know, I think you even just made mention, like you tried kale. It didn't really taste. It was too chewy for you. And I said right away, hey, you got to massage your kale.
Okay.
You got to massage your kale with some olive oil. Then you can throw some seeds on top. Then you can throw some currants or some raisins in it. Then you can throw some tomatoes. Then you can have some little lemon juice or menial rags or menial apple cider. You can bring. You can start to create your own salad dressing. You can use avocados. I mean, there's so many things you can do with your salads. You know, so don't OD on salads, especially the bland salads. You know, definitely find some fun with your food. Do not eat the same foods. So now you have individuals that say, "Oh, I know what to eat, Sherwood. You know, tell me, I got it." You know. I'm going to eat oatmeal for breakfast. I'm going to do chicken breast for lunch. And I'm going, you know, if you eat the same food, you're going to have a nutritional deficiency because you're going to be missing out on some things, a variety. You got to eat with variety. You got to eat with color. So don't get stuck with eating the same foods. Do not fail to keep a diary. This is so important. Keep a diary when you first start a program because that'll tell you a whole lot about yourself. Yeah. It'll tell a whole lot about your habits. It'll tell you what you need to do, you know, in order to improve your lifestyle. And do not think you know what healthy is just because you may have lost some weight. You know, that's one of the battles that I have to conscientiously walk on eggshells, because there's a lot of individuals that have some good ideas, they have made some transformations, but just because you lost weight don't mean you know what's best for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And of course then that's why a lot of people say, well, this is what they do, this is what worked for me. No, it really didn't work for you. You know, and a lot of times individuals, just because you lose weight is not the issue. So weight is not the measurement I utilize in order to say, hey, you have achieved good health, vitality, and longevity. That's what I want. I want, if you can give me a plan and show me a plan that's going to give you vitality and longevity, then we're working on something. Other than that, hey, I can put you in jail and you can lose some weight. But that's not the place you want to go just to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be incarcerated just to lose some weight. And somebody say, hey, well, that's what worked for me. No. There are some fundamental things that need to be in place that we need to start to agree on foundationally in order for us to start to live like the God-like beings that we are. And if we can understand and agree on these things, you'll find that it becomes a lot easier to be able to make these transitions. Now, man, time is flying, so I only got a couple more things. I think, you okay with time, or you got to go?
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go through then my list, because I actually wrote down quite a few of things for do-nots. And with lifestyle, oh, Letha, did you have anything regarding nutrition?
No, you answered some thoughts that I had throughout the presentation. So.
Good. Okay, with lifestyle, do not underestimate the power of your thoughts. That's so important. Your thoughts are powerful. Do not underestimate the power of your words. If you have good thoughts, good things will happen. If you say positive things will happen. If you have negative thoughts, negative things are going to happen. And if you say negative things, it's going to come and bite you in the butt. So do not underestimate the power of your words and your thoughts. Do not feel you don't have time. And you make a lifestyle, get individual, I don't have time, I got to do this with the kids, I got to do this with the dog, I got to do this with my mom, I got to do this at the job, I got to do this, and do this. Now, you've got to live and take care of yourself first and foremost. And there's time for that. There's a lot of things you can do to be able to take better care of yourself and to improve your lifestyle. So in making lifestyle changes, do not think that you don't have time. Do not feel that you must go to a gym. There's a lot of things I encourage my clients to do right before they get into the bathtub. Take a shower. You can do it right there in the bathroom floor. Right when you get undressed or about to get undressed, hey, you can do something. It takes nothing, no more than 5 minutes to get started and starting to feel good. But then sometimes we kind of think that's not enough time.
Right.
It's enough. And if it's not enough, after you give me 5 minutes, then you tell me it's not enough. And then you question yourself if you got 5 more minutes to give. You know, so do not feel you need to go to the gym. You can do a lot at home. You can do a lot at your workplace. And every little bit counts. Do not focus on a specific time to exercise. You got people say, hey, I only like to work out in the morning, or I only like to work out in the evening, or I can only do it on my lunchtime. When you start to use that word only, then therefore you are putting yourself into a box. And then, therefore, you will find that if you don't do it at that particular time, it won't get done. And then you, when it don't get done, then you feel like, hey, why should I take out that time to utilize it? Because I'm not going to be consistent. No, do not have a specific time that you need or you must exercise. It's good to have a plan and plan the time, but if that plan doesn't fall through, if something happens and you have to switch the plan around, be open and free to do so. You know, don't feel like you, if you don't get it done at this time, it won't get done. Do not neglect your sleep. That's a big thing. Get your sleep, get your rest. Do not let your life be dictated by others. By your job, by your family members, by the bills. Do not allow, you know, take care of yourself so that you can help others. I find this to be a big issue, especially my sisters. A lot of them let themselves become run down, and people are pulling from them and taking from them and not giving anything back. Demand for these individuals to give something back. Your family members need to give you love. They need to give you respect. They need to give you appreciation. They need to show it, not just by the words. Mm-hmm. You know, your job needs to show you respect, you know, if you give them the time. And with that in mind, you let them know, hey, you have designated things that you need to do. If you're a good worker, you are valued. Now, if you're a bad worker, then, you know, you better tread softly, you know. But, you know, don't let others dictate your life. Do not believe in stress. That kills. And the more you believe in it, the more power it has to kill. I don't believe in stress. Right. I don't never tell anybody, hey, I had a stressful day.
Right.
No, there's either a good day or a not so good day.
Right.
You know, that's how I look at it. You know, and so when I hear people talking about stress and distress and anxieties, I'm like, ooh, I don't know nothing about them words. Not at all. You know, because it's either good or not so good. It's still good either way it goes, but one day may be better than the other. You know, and once I can keep that focus, then, you know, I ain't going to be down about anything that's happened. Because it's about life. It's challenges that the next person, that there are other people that are experiencing these same challenges. So why am I going to stress out about it?
Right.
You know, step up to the plate and then make the right decisions. Be patient. Do not get impatient. Do not fall down and not expect to get back up. Do not look for support. Now, that's a key one right there. Because sometimes we start to engage in our routines, and if we don't get that support system, then we feel like we can't start. Sometimes we got to get it ourselves. You know, do not look for it. But if you are putting your best foot forward, you're going to get support. But don't look for it. Don't look that you need to have it in order to get something done. Do not wait for the best time to take place for you to start to change your lifestyle and improve you. I hear that a lot of times. They say, hey, you know what, this is not a good time. You know, give me about 3 more weeks. Everything will be better. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Somebody else I'm not going to see in another year. And that's usually what takes place. That 3 weeks becomes 3 months. That 3 months becomes 6 months. That 6 months become a whole year. And then they are in a worse state than they were a year ago. I see it all the time.
Wow.
It happens all the time. And it's easy for this to take place. You want to make sure that you do not fail to give yourself credit. Pat yourself on the back sometimes. That's right. Pat yourself on the back. I pat you on the back, Letha, just for the simple fact that you said, Sherwood, I'm coming down to your orientation. I want to learn more. We had a conversation. You're intrigued. You wanted to get more information. So that drive, you sticking around, taking in some knowledge. So now you don't have to listen to my downloaded show. You can say I was there. That right there, give yourself credit, because you did more than a lot of people would do. And this right here will be a motivation, will be a catalyst for you to be able to make better decisions. Because some of the things that I share, even though I share many of them, there are some things that are going to gravitate to you. And if you hear it again, there's going to be something else to gravitate to you. And now that's called progression, because right. Now you can continue to add different elements to your lifestyle. And now you can feel empowered to make better decisions, to make choices, to make changes that will definitely help you reach your goals. So, you know, give yourself credit for that. You know, don't feel bad that you didn't get up and exercise, or you did skip breakfast today, or you went to the fast food restaurant. No, don't focus on that. I think that goes into how people get stressful. So I don't focus on that either. Focus on the things that you are doing and continue to be excellent. As I made mention earlier, focus on excellence, because every day is an opportunity to flex your excellence. Do not take it easy on yourself. You know, hold yourself accountable. Tell yourself, you know what? I can do this. I ain't no pushover. I need a challenge. I can step up to the plate. It's not going to come to you sitting on the couch. It's not going to come to you laying in a bed. No. Do not take it easy on yourself and say, hey, you know what? Kick yourself in the butt sometimes. Say, you need to get going. Do not be a gym slouch on machines. Hold on. I'm at the lifestyle, what I was saying. Okay. Do not wait for the best time. Okay. That's what I was getting back to. I was about to rush. I'm about to rush already. So I'm on my last segment of talking about the do nots. And we're going to talk about the do nots at the gym. I'm going to go through this pretty swiftly. Do not kill yourself the first day. You feel like you ain't been there all year. You get in there and try to work it out. No, you know. Do not come into the gym without a plan. Do not focus on just using the machines. You know, learn how to use your body weight. Learn how to be able to utilize free weight, because they're natural. Do not spend more than an hour in the gym facility. If you spend more than an hour, it means you're doing a lot of gagging, a lot of socializing, a lot of resting. You know, we want to get in there to do what we need to do. Get dressed, get warmed up, stretched, work out all in that 1 hour. The other time that you have, maybe in the kitchen, spend it for your meal. You know, a lot of times, what I have, I hear that individuals, they want to use 2 hours at the gym, and then they want to go buy some fast food. No, use an hour. That matter of fact, if you only got 2 hours to spend, I tell you, use all those 2 hours for your meals first and foremost, and then use whatever extra time you have to work out. I tell a person also, Do not focus on body parts when you're working out, especially the body parts that you can see in the mirror. If you can look in the mirror, everything that you see in the mirror, when you look at yourself in the mirror, do not focus on those body parts. Focus on the ones that you can't see, the ones behind you, because they are more important and they are more powerful. Do not be one-dimensional in your movement. Do not stay dry. when you're at the gym. Work up a sweat. Get it moving. Perspire a little bit. Don't be afraid. Some people might say, I don't sweat that easy. That's because you ain't moving. If you move, if you drink water, you're going to perspire. I get that all the time. Like with clients, they'd be like, oh, I don't never sweat. That's because you don't never be working out. You know, so when you start to drink your water, when you start to eat food, your body is going to naturally cool itself off and you're going to perspire. So work to a point that you get some perspiration. Do not perform advanced exercises without proper coaching. Learn how to do some things first before you get out there and try to perform them. Do not be a know-it-all. I'm not a know-it-all, but I do know about how to work out. I do know about nutrition, but I'm not a know-it-all. But this is what I do. This is my lifeline. It's been so since 1999. So I do a lot of studies. I do a lot of research. I'm up till 3 o'clock in the morning just about every day, you know, doing research and studying, you know, on subjects of health and fitness. And I am not a know-it-all. I know a whole lot about the basics, but there's a lot of people that go to the gym that I have to have these conversations because they want to be a know-it-all. And, I mean, that's not going to help you. You know, you have to be open. Open to at least listen. Open to let it have a conversation. I love conversations. I love, let's talk about debate. But, you know, even myself, got to be open. You know, if you present something to the table, be open to it. Do not neglect your speed and flexibility when you're at the gym. Do not only pin on one person, you know, as if you're a partner. Unless it's yourself. You're the only person you should depend on is yourself. I encourage, you know, incorporating, having a partner, having some friends, having some buddies, but do not depend on them. You know, you have to be able to do if it have to be by yourself. Do not be a gym slouch on machines. Don't be just, you know, using the machine to you know, lean on and conversate. You know, do not be rushed. Do not forget to use your abdominals while you are exercising. I tell people, and I say do not forget to do ab exercises. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying do not forget to use your abdominals because that's the key to life. That's your core. If you don't have your core, you're not going to be able to move effectively. So every time you perform an exercise, tighten up your core. Tighten up that midsection. Whether you're doing a squat, whether you're doing a curl, whether you're doing a multi-dimensional movement, use your abs. Turn them on. Now, these are short, but I'll be closing up this show with etiquettes at the gym. I figure I have to meet that. Letha, did you have anything regarding the things about in the gym?
No.
Okay. Yeah, these etiquettes in the gym, I felt it was really necessary because as the gyms get crowded, people that's been going to the gym sometimes get a little frustrated with all the individuals that come in there. And I need to remind these individuals, hey, there's some gym etiquettes that you should have. One, do not neglect to wipe your sweat. Do not rest on the equipment when there are other people wanting to use the equipment. Do not monopolize multiple pieces of equipment. You know, you have all the weights all centered around you, thinking that, hey, you have to do this set, and then you're going to grab and do that set, and then you're going to grab and do that set, and then somebody come over and you're using that, yeah, I'll be finished just that. No, man. You know, I usually don't like working out in the gym. I'm glad I've trained at a private facility, so I can work out anytime, you know, and whatever is being used, I can find something else to be able to use, you know, and target the exercise in a different way. You need to have that kind of creativity too, but in all respect, do not monopolize multiple pieces of equipment. Do not use cell phones, especially when you know you're going to be talking loudly. And some people don't even know they're talking loudly, but you can disrupt a person's rhythm, you know, with your conversation. Do not spit or blow your nose at the water fountain. That's so nasty. I don't even know why I even had to say that, but I had to say it. Even when I be playing basketball, I have to tell these guys, dude, if you're going to spit over there in the corner, why are you spitting on the court and then wiping your shoes in it? And then we got to play basketball. What happens if I fall on that? You know, some people just don't have no etiquette. Do you spit at home on the floor at your house? If you spit at home on the floor at your house, then do so. You know, but if you need to blow your nose or spit, go to the bathroom or go to the corner somewhere. Do not leave your weight just laying around everywhere, and people got to search for it. You know, there's a place for everything. That's why I like the studio, John Hall Studios, where I train at. We have a place for every piece of equipment, and when you finish, you put it right back. That is all the trainer's responsibility, and my clients has been so helpful in making sure that they help out and making sure everything go right back, because they appreciate that as the studio looks like, what it looked like when you came in the door is being left the same way. Do not be that creepy guy or girl at the gym. You all know who y'all is. Now, maybe you don't, but somebody might need to point it out. You know, every time you go to the gym, it's like you lurking and staring at somebody. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that everybody knows. You know who I'm talking about. You know, and like I say, males and females alike, don't be the creepy person. Be friendly. With that, do not have a funky attitude. You know, if someone's coming to the gym, they're doing it because they love themselves, or they have a goal, or they're using this as an avenue. The last thing you want to meet is a person with a funky attitude. You at the gym, they got a funky attitude, now you all upset that you got to come to a location that you really probably didn't really want to come to anyway, but then you got to deal with some funky attitude. Now, be friendly, be nice, be pleasant. Make place of exercise a place that's appealing. And that's even very much more important to the people that work at these facilities. They should be greeting people with smiles. They should be inviting. You know, we have to be more loving people. Do not drop your weight. I don't know what some of these people think they'd be doing. You know, and this is a trait with the guys. They lifting weights, and I mean, like, you ain't even lifting a lot of weight, and then you dropping it. And then the ones that's lifting a lot of weight, you want everybody to know you lifting the weight, then you, dude. Put it down. If you, anytime I see someone drop a weight, that gives me indication that it was too heavy for you. That's why you had to drop it. So stop being a show off and just put it down. Do not hog the equipment. Okay, that comes with the multiple pieces of using multiple pieces. But if you own a piece of equipment, and if it's just one piece of equipment, if you did a set, hey, you know what? Get up and let somebody else use it. That's what you're standing around there for. Or get up and take a quick rest just in case somebody else want to use that piece of equipment. And last, but not least, do not invade someone else's space. You know, I would be very irritated if I'm working out in a particular space and then someone tried to, you know, just invade my space. You know, I'm like, you know, I make sure that I share enough for everyone that we all can utilize the same space. You look in the mirror or whatever the case may be. You know, be respectful of one another's space. You know, that's even for safety reasons. You know, so I hope that you all were able to gain some benefits from the things that I shared today. I didn't take a break and give any type of commercial whatsoever, but you know, that's how I do sometimes. I get talking and rapping and raving, but I have to get on my P's and Q's regarding the advertisement of my show, of my my website, SherwoodAGrant.com. You can reach out to me by Facebook, search for me, Sherwood A. Grant. I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter, Simple and Good is the name of the company. YouTube, I have YouTube videos out there under Simple and Good. You can email me at talkwire@SherwoodAGrant.com if you have any questions or concerns. I thank you, Letha, for sticking around. Did you have any questions or anything to share?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, good. I know I probably talked to her to death. But I do appreciate you all for taking out the time and to listen to the What You Got to Lose talk show, and I look forward to sharing a new topic next week. You have a good one.
What you got to lose? Tell me what you got to lose. Tell me.
Standing up or sitting down, if your feet are on the ground, what you got to lose? What you got to lose?
Think about it.
As you live from day to day, the choices are yours to make. What you got to lose?
Tell me what you got.